Introducing the Persian Empire. The Persian Empire was one of the great empires of the ancient world. At its furthest extent, it reached from Greece or Egypt in the west to Afghanistan in the east. The kings, the Achaemenids as they were called from the name of their dynasty, commanded a vast wealth and an equally vast army. They ruled from magnificent royal palaces, Pisargadae, Persepolis, Susa, with the help of a developed bureaucracy, a network of roads crisscrossing their empire, and an embryonic postal service that's been emblematic of speed and efficiency to the modern day. And their empire was no flash in the pan. Established in a lightning series of conquests by Cyrus the Great in the mid-6th century BC, it was only brought to a close by an equally notorious conqueror, the Macedonian Alexander, in the mid to late 4th century. Despite all this, the history of the Persian Empire has often been the subject of controversy, the reason for which lies in the nature of the sources for Persian history. If you begin with Persian sources first, we have a number of the king's own pronouncements, the so-called Persian royal inscriptions. But these, with one possible exception, give nothing like a historical record at all. Instead, they record in timeless fashion the king's achievements and virtues. So, for example, the two inscriptions on the tomb of Darius, at a site called Naqsh-i Rustam in Iran, thunder out the king's strengths as an archer, a spearman and a conqueror. As Darius addresses us, "O man, vigorously make you known of what sort I am, and of what sort my skilfulness is, and of what sort my superiority. Let not that seem false to you which has been heard by your ears. Listen to what is said to you." Persian art echoes this picture of the king's timeless virtues and achievements. It shows the king, for example, plunging a dagger into mythical beasts, representing the threat of disorder that he's somehow averting, sauntering through his palace with a parasol held over him, at ease. Or it shows him being held aloft on a throne or platform by his subject peoples, receiving their tribute. Persian art was a deliberate programme of art. It was centrally designed, the design then implemented by teams with particular specialisms. And the message it conveyed was one of power and stability. In the words of Darius again, "If now you shall think how many are the countries which King Darius held, look at the sculptures of those who bear the throne, then you shall know, then shall it become known to you, the spear of a Persian man has gone forth far. Then shall it become known to you, a Persian man has delivered battle far indeed from Persia." Alongside these official pronouncements, we then have a vast quantity of administrative records, written on clay tablets in cuneiform, literally a wedge-shaped script, and then archived at the royal palace of Persepolis in southern Iran. These clay tablets, or some of them, were then unearthed during the excavations of Persepolis in the 1930s, and as they've been edited painstakingly over the decades, have slowly been revealing a much more detailed picture of Persian society.